The Power of No, Setting Boundaries for a Better Life. Welcome to episode 51 of the Timeless Tactics podcast, where we master the art of progress through wisdom that transcends time. In the pursuit of growth and success, we are often encouraged to say yes. Yes to new opportunities. Yes to helping others. Yes to taking on more responsibility. While this affirmative spirit can open doors, an unchecked habit of saying yes can lead to a life dictated by external demands rather than internal priorities. The most successful and fulfilled individuals throughout history have understood a powerful counterintuitive secret, the art of saying no. Learning to say no is not about selfishness or negativity. It is the essential skill of setting boundaries to protect your most valuable and non-renewable resources, your time, energy, and focus. It is the act of choosing what truly matters and having the courage to decline everything else. This deliberate choice is the foundation of a focused, intentional, and impactful life. Today, we explore this timeless tactic through the lens of Stoic philosophy, the strategic insights of Sun Tzu, and the intentional living principles of minimalism. We will discover how setting boundaries is not a limitation, but a liberation, empowering you to direct your life with purpose and achieve unstoppable growth. Why saying no is so difficult. Before we can master the art of saying no, we must understand why it feels so challenging. For many, the impulse to say yes is deeply ingrained. We want to be helpful, to be liked, and to avoid conflict or disappointing others. This desire is rooted in our social nature. Modern workplace culture often glorifies being busy and rewards those who take on the most work, creating pressure to always be available. The fear of missing out, FOMO, can also drive us to accept every invitation and opportunity, scattering our energy and diluting our focus. Saying no requires us to push back against these powerful social and psychological currents, which takes both courage and skill. The Stoic foundation of self-preservation. The ancient Stoics were masters of protecting their inner state from external chaos. Their philosophy is a masterclass in setting boundaries, not just with others, but with our own desires and impulses. The core Stoic principle of the dichotomy of control, distinguishing between what is up to us and what is not, is a powerful framework for learning to say no. Epictetus taught that our time and attention are finite resources. To waste them on things outside our control or that don't align with our values is the height of foolishness. Saying no is the practical application of this wisdom. It is the act of preserving your agency for what truly matters, your thoughts, your judgments, and your actions. The Stoics valued a state of inner tranquility, or apatheia, which is not a lack of feeling, but a state free from irrational and overwhelming passions. This peace is impossible to maintain if your life is a constant reaction to the demands of others. Seneca, a prominent Stoic, often wrote about the importance of owning your time. He observed that people are quick to guard their property, but freely give away their time, the one thing they can never get back. Saying no is how you post a guard at the gate of your time. Stoic practices for saying no. Clarify your values. You cannot say no effectively until you know what you are saying yes to. The Stoics believed in living a life of virtue. Define your own core principles, what is most important for you to cultivate and protect. This clarity gives you a firm foundation for your decisions. Practice self-restraint. Saying no to others begins with saying no to yourself. Practice declining your own non-essential impulses. This builds the mental muscle needed to resist external pressures. View requests as judgments. When someone makes a request, see it not as a command, but as an external event. Your response is a judgment that is entirely within your control. You can choose a response that aligns with your values rather than reacting out of habit or fear. Sun Tzu's strategic retreat. The brilliant military strategist Sun Tzu would have understood the power of no as a strategic maneuver. In the art of war, victory is often achieved not through relentless attack, but through careful positioning, conservation of energy, and choosing which battles to fight. Saying no is the equivalent of a strategic retreat, not a sign of weakness, but an act of wisdom to preserve strength for the decisive engagement. Sun Tzu wrote, "He will win who knows when to fight and when not to fight." This applies directly to our personal and professional lives. Every request for your time and energy is a potential battle. A skilled strategist does not engage on every front. They know that scattering their forces leads to weakness and defeat. They say no to minor skirmishes to save their resources for the battles that align with their ultimate objective. Saying yes to everything is a strategy for guaranteed burnout and mediocrity. It ensures you are spread too thin to achieve excellence in anything. By learning to say no, you take control of your strategic landscape. You decide where to deploy your forces for maximum impact. Strategic applications of saying no. Define your main objective. What is the most important war you are trying to win right now? This could be a major project, a health goal, or a family priority. Every request should be evaluated against this objective. If it doesn't contribute, the strategic answer is often no. Conserve your resources. Your energy, focus, and willpower are finite. Saying yes to a low-value task means you have fewer resources available for a high-value one. A strategic no is an investment in your future capacity. Create your terrain. Sun Tzu emphasized the importance of fighting on favorable ground. By setting boundaries, you create a terrain that favors your success. This means carving out uninterrupted time for deep work, protecting your evenings for rest, and limiting draining interactions. The minimalist principle of essentialism. Minimalism provides perhaps the most direct argument for learning to say no. The core principle of minimalism is not just about owning fewer things. It's about intentionally focusing on what adds value to your life and eliminating everything that doesn't. This philosophy applies as much to your commitments as it does to your possessions. Greg McKeown, in his book Essentialism, defines this approach as the disciplined pursuit of less. An essentialist doesn't ask, how can I do it all, but rather, what is the right thing to do? The essentialist approach requires you to say no to many good opportunities so you can say yes to the few truly great ones. Every time you say yes to something, you are implicitly saying no to something else. A yes to a last-minute meeting is a no to an hour of focused work. A yes to a weekend event you don't want to attend is a no to time spent resting or with loved ones. The minimalist understands this trade-off and makes it consciously. Saying no becomes a tool for aligning your actions with your intentions. Minimalist practices for saying no. Identify the essential. Regularly ask yourself, what is truly essential for my well-being and progress? This clarity makes it easier to identify and decline the non-essential. The 90% rule. When evaluating an opportunity, score it out of 100. If it's not a 90 or above, a clear heck yes, then treat it as a zero. This eliminates indecision and prevents you from committing to things you're lukewarm about. Embrace JOMO, the joy of missing out. Instead of fearing what you might miss by saying no, celebrate the value of what you gain, focus, peace, and the freedom to pursue what truly matters to you. Practical strategies for saying no gracefully. Knowing you should say no is one thing, doing it effectively is another. Here are practical strategies to deliver a no that is both firm and respectful. Be direct and simple. You don't need to offer a long, convoluted excuse. A simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm unable to commit to that right now, is often sufficient. Clarity is kindness. Separate the decision from the relationship. When declining a request, affirm the person. You can say, I value our collaboration, but my current workload means I can't take on another project at this time. This shows you are rejecting the task, not the person. Propose an alternative. If you want to be helpful but can't commit to the specific request, offer another solution. I can't lead that project, but I can share my notes from a similar one I did last year. Or, I'm not available on Tuesday, but I could spare 15 minutes on Thursday morning. The no for now. Sometimes a request is good, but the timing is wrong. You can say, I'm focused on finishing Project X right now, but please check back with me next quarter. This keeps the door open without overcommitting you in the present. Create a policy. For recurring requests, having a personal policy can make saying no less personal. For example, as a rule, I don't take on new projects in the last week of the month to focus on reporting, or I reserve my weekends for family time. Use technology as a buffer. It's often easier to say no over email than in person. Using email gives you time to craft a thoughtful and firm response without the pressure of an immediate reaction. The unstoppable growth that comes from saying no. Learning to say no is a foundational skill for anyone serious about their personal and professional growth. It is the gatekeeper of your potential. Each no you utter is a powerful yes to your priorities, your well-being, and your most important goals. By setting boundaries, you create the space necessary for deep work, creativity, and strategic thinking. You protect your mental health from the chronic stress of overcommitment. You build stronger relationships based on respect for your time and capacity, rather than on your willingness to please. Start small. Choose one area of your life where you feel overextended, and practice saying no to one small request. Notice the feeling of reclaiming that time and energy. As you build this muscle, you will find that saying no is not an act of closing doors, but of opening the right ones. It is how you clear the path for your own unstoppable progress. Thank you for joining us for episode 51 of the Timeless Tactics podcast. Remember that your greatest contributions come from a place of focus, not exhaustion. Until next time, have the courage to say no so you can give your best yes.